This is The Christening, a short story written by D.H. Lawrence and read for you by Paul Metcalf.
The Christening. The mistress of the British school stepped down from her school gate, and instead of turning to the left as usual, she turned to the right. Two women who were hastening home to scramble their husbands' dinners together, it was 4:05, stopped to look at her. They stood gazing after her for a moment, then they glanced at each other with a woman's little grimace. To be sure, the retreating figure was ridiculous, small and thin, with a black straw hat, and a rusty cashmere dress hanging full all round the skirt. For so small and frail and rusty a creature to sail with slow, deliberate stride was also absurd. Hilda Rowbottom was less than 30, so it was not years that set the measure of her pace. She had heart disease. Keeping her face, that was small with sickness, but not uncomely, firmly lifted and fronting ahead, the young woman sailed on past the marketplace like a black swan of mournful, disreputable plumage. She turned into Berryman's, the baker's. The shop displayed breads and cakes, sacks of flour and oatmeal, flitches of bacon, hams, lard and sausages. The combination of scents was not unpleasing. Hilda Rowbottom stood for some minutes nervously tapping and pushing a large knife that lay on the counter and looking at the tall, glittering brass scales. At last a morose man with sandy whiskers came down the step from the house place.
"What is it?"
he asked, not apologising for his delay. "Will you give me 6 pennyworth of assorted cakes and pastries, and put in some macaroons, please?" she asked in remarkably rapid and nervous speech. Her lips fluttered like two leaves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?